The America that we are living in right now is not a free America. Are you kidding me? Why wouldn't people believe that the United States government could have created the coronavirus? This is, after all, a government that is no stranger to testing biological agents on its people. Why, hello, hello, friends, neighbors, fellow countrymen. Mike Donovan here, Not Free America Radio, with you tonight with some good news. Good news for a change, folks. State court judge, screwing this up already, a state court judge in Illinois overturned Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home order today. Now, the lawsuit was filed. The plaintiff of the lawsuit is a representative in the a Republican representative in the state house. His name is Darren Bailey. And his lawsuit says that the governor's extension of his stay-at-home order was an excess of his powers under the Emergency Acts that the legislature had passed. At Monday's briefing, Governor Pritzker responded to this, barking out that this is a stay-at-home order as a matter of life and death. The rulings put thousands of people in danger. It's a direct insult to everyone who's lost loved ones under the COVID-19. And under the ruling, cities could disregard the stay-at-home order and reopen on their own accord. You get that? It doesn't say anybody has to. It doesn't even say you can if your city disagrees. It simply says that if a city wants to, it can. And Governor Pritzker says that the lawsuit is a direct insult to everyone who's lost loved ones to COVID-19. No, Governor Pritzker, you're an insult to everyone pretty much taking up space and breathing right now. You're worth, I don't know, how many billion dollars? Your family owns Hyatt Hotels. Don't you own a private investment firm that owns medical equipment production companies? I haven't heard much in the news about how you have used your own companies to come to the fore. The company that you own that provides medical supplies, has that been turned over to the government? Have you allowed the federal government to come in and take over operations to be able to get testing out to people, if that's possible? Have you done any of that? Because I haven't heard it. What I have heard is your unconstitutional orders denying people their civil liberties. And finally today, a judge in Southern Illinois said, enough's enough. Now look, I'm not confident. I'm not confident that the Supreme Court of the state of Illinois is going to see this through, but this is a huge step forward, folks, and it means that if we fight, we can win. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, but if we fight, we can win, and it starts now. You can't wait. You can't wait. It's got to start now, and one of the ways that you can help us is find me people whose rights have been violated. You know, the fact is, most people whose rights have been violated don't know what to do. You might be in a Facebook group with these folks. You might be in a church group. Not that you can go to church anymore, but you might be in some kind of social group where you know somebody. Don't just assume they're going to find help. There are millions of civil rights violations happening every day. Don't assume that person's going to find help. Get them help. Bring them to me. Bring them to me, 855-925-2833, 855-925-2833, toll free. You can call and submit a legal referral. We will get civil rights attorneys to evaluate your case, and if there's a case, we will fund it, and we will hold those who would take your civil rights away, those who would abdicate them, those who would cower at their responsibility to protect them. We will hold those folks accountable. We just need your help in finding them. Because there's so many, just like this case, finally, the people of Illinois now know that on May 1st, their state's reopened. Why? Not because their billionaire governor who doesn't care about whether people can leave the house. If you have a house that's 50,000 square foot, you're never going to leave anyway. You could basically live there and pretend like you're going different places. These people don't understand real world. They don't understand people. And these are the people that are in charge. And these are the people that you're flocking to if you are a sheeple. If you are one of the American sheeple, the people that you're flocking to are billionaires. They don't care about you at all. And if you're in a member of a socioeconomically disadvantaged group or a member of a group that's a community of color, for example, you're kidding yourself. If you think any of these people actually care about you, they care about control. And to the extent that you agree that you will allow them to control you, yeah, they'll pay lip service to it. But not 1 minute will they do anything that's uncomfortable to them. Uncomfortable meaning they're not going to come off of money for you. You see, they're not going to come off their money for you. So in an economic crisis, who are they going to protect first, folks? Come on, this isn't rocket science. You're all smart enough to understand this. This is reality. This is what's happening. And the government seems to be crashing down, but this government's pathetic. Yeah, it's federal government, state government, doesn't matter. This is the most botched response to anything I've ever seen. And you can't blame Republicans or Democrats. It is a system failure. The biggest problem we're going to have coming out of this, if people don't understand that this is not politics as usual anymore, I don't want to hear about Republicans or Democrats, how Trump did this or how Pelosi did this. It doesn't matter. Bring me someone who actually did the right thing. All right? You bring me someone right now that's actually done the right thing in government, other than this judge in Southern Illinois. Bring him to me. Governor Kemp? Maybe I'll grant you that. But you have a hard time showing me anybody on either side. So don't get in, you know, I see this, you know, we get into back and forth, and I love how engaged everyone is. And, you know, our Facebook community has grown tremendously, you know, almost 20,000 downloads now. That's awesome. And so when I hear a lot of people get sort of in that camp of like, well, Trump is the answer because he did this, or Trump is a horrible person because he did this. You know, it doesn't really matter what I think. I'm not a fan. But what I'm saying is Trump failed just like the Democrats failed. The whole system failed. It's a system failure that requires a system reboot. It requires a new system because it's not going to work. You can't bring back crap. You bring back the shadow of crap, and it's worse than crap. You know, there's a survey out there that says 1 in 10 Americans believe that the United States government created the coronavirus. And that was reported by the mainstream media as a can you believe it? Can you believe that 10% of the American people are that crazy? Are you kidding me? Why wouldn't people believe that the United States government could have created the coronavirus? This is, after all, a government that is no stranger to testing biological agents on its people. Oh, is it because you're white and you're thinking that they wouldn't try that on you? Probably. But still, let's say it's a mass control technique, right? And let's say, you know, you're not important. You're not Pritzker. You don't own Hyatt Hotels. You know, you're not a member of some kooky group. So, you know, it's like, hey, you're expendable, right? You and I, we're expendable. 1 in 10 Americans believe the United States government created the coronavirus. Good. And 10% of these people are actually keeping their eyes open. It's probably the 10% that are listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. Love you all. Oh, news out of Britain. Hey, guess what? In case you weren't scared of COVID-19 enough now, British doctors are saying that kids are ending up in intensive care or dying from a new COVID-related syndrome. Oh, good. Now no one's safe. The British National Health Service warned over the weekend about a new syndrome that's causing symptoms similar to toxic shock in children. And it's also causing heart disease in children. Well. Let's, you know, again, it's like, what is the answer here? Have we pulled enough resources together to look for a cure yet? Because what I've seen is resources being used to take people's civil rights away. It's so stupid. What are our leaders thinking? Oh, that's right. It's you got to take control before you can help people. That's why our government was supposed to be different. Tyson's Food says, hey, guess what, guys? We're a few weeks away from not having any meat anymore. You're not going to be able to find meat in the grocery store. Go out, please. Go out, shop now, right? I'm not going to lie to you and tell you not to. I know you're going to. I did. I went out and got extra meat and put it in the freezer. I'm not an idiot. I mean, even if it's not true when people hear what Tyson said, it's going to be true, so I need to go get some meat, right? But it's like we're such a consumer economy. That's for another day. Texas's stay-at-home order is expiring this week, and they will be open on Friday. Isn't that a nice dichotomy? Texas by choice, because you know the Republic of Texas, hearty sort of mentality, versus the folks over in Illinois whose governor is being forced to open his state by the courts. We have 7 business owners suing Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. And dozens of other defendants, including the sheriff's office there, We'll watch that and we'll bring you updates on that. We have a lawsuit involving a Maryland county asking the Maryland county to toss, to actually release about 500 inmates. And we'll be following that as well. And then lastly, the Department of Justice says, hey, look, you know, maybe if these things are warrantful, if this is a good case, we'll step in. You know what? Don't tell me you're going to step in, Attorney General Barr. Just do it. There's plenty of instances of states violating the Constitution. There are governors and attorney generals that you could charge with federal crimes right now and panel a grand jury and bring some of these people to justice. Show the American people that the Constitution means something. And if you want to start somewhere, start in Richmond. Let me introduce you to Governor Blackface, who says it could take a year or two before schools get back. Attorney General Barr, you listen to this? You live in Virginia. Don't look for cases too hard, brah. They're right here. Please. I almost prefer people who just don't care versus people who pretend to. Listen, folks, we're almost done. I'm going to just ask my producer real quick to join me. We have a couple of notes from listeners, and a lot of you have asked, hey, can we get more interactive? So we're going to do that real quick and just add a minute or two to the podcast. Really appreciate you guys and want to make sure that we're giving you what you need. I think information is really, really important. But, you know, some of you have asked for that ability to have a talkback function, and I think it's a good idea. So Evan Aheen is my producer. He's here. Evan, say hello to the folks.
Hey, Mike. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you so much. Okay, well, let's get started. We have some, these are comments from Facebook.
Yep, a couple comments. So Bill says, I believe we will get back to the way it was. And if we don't, it will be because the people let it be that way and they will get what they deserve. Personally, we the people are the boss, not the politicians.
Bill, well, I would say that you're right. I mean, it's an either or, right? We're either going to survive or people are going to get what they deserve. I think you're right about that. I think what I hear you say is that you're optimistic. I want to be optimistic too. I'm going to join you in being optimistic. But it's only going to work if we get together and actually do something. Tomorrow on the podcast, we're going to talk about a series of events on May 1st, one of which I'm going to be at. I'd like all of you to come out. I'd love to meet you if you're in the Virginia area. But we're going to have a presence at a lot of these different events. And so if you're available, Bill, come on out, meet us, talk to us, march with us. Let's get together. Let's do something to change this.
We have, and this is regarding episode 22, it's Mark. Mark says, I don't agree with this assessment. When people need to learn how to cope with a threat to their lives, the only entity that can educate people on the necessary change and make sure it happens is the elected government. I, for one, am happy this is happening in my state because I want to stay alive and live to a ripe old age. COVID-19 is a powerful killer.
And this is Mark.
This is Mark.
And do we know what state Mark's from?
I'm not sure.
I'm curious because, listen, Mark, sounds wonderful. Like what you said sounds wonderful, but it's nonsense, right? Like you drive a car, Mark. You know people die from driving cars, right? People die from driving cars, Mark. You ever drink alcohol? I'm sure probably sometime in your life. People die from that too, Mark. Hope you don't smoke. Is he from California? Smoke weed either? Doesn't matter. Hope you don't do any of that, Mark. People die from that, Mark. People die from everything, Mark. And I'm sorry, Mark. You want the government is the only thing that's ever educated you? Are you kidding me? Actually, based on your comment, I believe it. I believe that the elected government is the only thing that's ever educated you. Here's an idea, Mark. Think for yourself. Don't be a sheeple. The country can't survive people like you. Wake up, dude. You're an American. Act like it. Folks, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Remember, stay safe, stay healthy. Love you guys. See you tomorrow. Take care.